I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont's top health official says people need to forego big Thanksgiving gatherings this year in order to ensure a healthy and safe Thanksgiving next year. Health Commissioner Mark Levine said at today's COVID-19 briefing that the stakes are high right now and that Vermonters must change how they celebrate the holiday.
So if you want to keep working, for your kids to stay in school, to prevent more people from potentially dying from COVID-19, please follow the governor's orders. Don't get together with anyone outside your household and limit any travel that's not essential.
Levine says if Vermonters do travel or share a meal with others from outside their household, they must quarantine for 14 days. Wastewater monitoring in Burlington shows a higher level of COVID-19 in the city's Old North End. City officials are urging residents there to follow public health measures to prevent the spread of the virus. This week, the city also sponsored a pop-up test site in the neighborhood and saw about 200 people. The Old North End is home to many new American families and has a large population that does not speak English. The city's chief innovation officer, Brian Lowe, says they partnered with community organizations to provide translators and to reach out to the community.
We're trying hard to spread word about testing, where it is, how to access it, especially when the city stands up its own pop-ups like we've done the last 2 weeks.
Lowe says the city plans to offer more testing in the future. And the state confirmed 49 new infections of COVID-19 today. Health officials also reported Vermont's 64th COVID-related death. It's the sixth death just this month related to the virus. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows mainly in the teens to the mid-20s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.